Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. This is Jeremy Evans filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. A quick update on that car that's abandoned on 110. Loyal listener Robert Bender just sent in, I guess, on his way back to the office after he left here. He said the automobile is actually just north of Fairfield, and the Road Ranger had just pulled up to help address the situation. And so he said that the abandoned car on 110 is actually just north of Fairfield. There is a Road Ranger there at the moment, but if there's nobody in the car, it may take them a little while to get a tow truck and to get the car out of the way. I don't know how your car just ends up just in the middle, abandoned, of 110. Over the weekend, they announced the NCAA bracket, but also over the weekend, kind of a touching moment. Dick Vitale, who is an over-the-top college basketball announcer, he is kind of the Lee Corso of the college basketball side. He had been out, he had had a cancer battle, and Saturday, he was calling the final of the ACC tournament. He loves Duke. He loves North Carolina. He's an ACC guy. He's Dick Vitale. He is who he is. But he was in tears. Talking about the his return to calling a basketball game, his being in the ACC tournament, all of those kind of things, talking about coming back from his cancer battle, and it was a tremendously human moment to see a man who has been a staple of ESPN for the past 30 or 40 years. He was very, very close with Jim Valvano, who passed away from cancer. But to see him in tears during the broadcast, talking about beating cancer, encouraging people, kind of encouraging people to be strong in their fights for cancer, but really encouraging people to, if you know somebody who has cancer, reach out and check on them, because it is a hard fight. And no matter how many times you feel like you've checked in on somebody, it's probably not enough. And I thought it was a message that really resonated with me. I had a small thyroid cancer. It was relatively very, very small in the world of cancer diagnoses and processes. They went and cut out my thyroid, got all the cancer out, and it was kind of the end of the story. I didn't even really know I had cancer until they cut it out and found it. And then by the time that I found out I had it, I no longer had it. But to hear the words cancer and your name being put in the same sentence can be just white noise after that. So if you know somebody who has cancer, check in on them. It was something that I saw over the weekend while watching basketball in my living room. And to see Dick Vitale, who is overly emotional and almost a caricature of a person sometimes, but to see him having a very, very human moment and to be in tears and talking about it, and then you see Lee Corso on game day, and his health has declined. To see these kind of people who have been staples of that network and what they do, having health issues, you realize how important your good health is. So take advantage of it. If you know somebody who's going through a health issue, check in on them. You never know how much that can mean to somebody. It is 8:15, time to check in with traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you're traveling I-110 northbound, just north of Fairfield, you're going to see a vehicle that is just stopped in the center lane. There is someone in it. So hopefully, just got that update. Hopefully, the Road Ranger is just now. So hopefully, get them out of I-110, out of the way there. No other accidents to let you know about or delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Point.
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me.
Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line, sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. I'm Jeremy Evans, filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Throughout today, we've kind of been doing a check-in on President Trump's policies as he has been about halfway through the, you know, the quote-unquote first 100 days of a president, which is so key to any presidency. We talked about tariffs. We talked about DOGE. We've talked about the two foreign scuffles, foreign battles, foreign wars going on that the United States is trying to negotiate an end to. The other thing that has been probably the issue that we most associate Donald Trump with is immigration. And there was, I'm going to actually read word for word this first two paragraphs from an article in the New York Times talking about the decrease in immigration and migration to the United States at the southern border. This is the New York Times from yesterday. Illegal crossings at the U.S.-Mexico border are down to their lowest level in decades. Once crowded migrant shelters are empty, instead of heading north, people stranded in Mexico are starting to return home in bigger numbers. The border is almost unrecognizable from a couple of years ago when hundreds of thousands of people from around the world were crossing in the United States every month in scenes of chaos and upheaval. This is the New York Times, the conservative firebrand New York Times reporting on the effect that a Donald Trump administration has had on migration at the southern border. And I want the United States to be the lamp that lights the world that people want to come to. I want them to come here the right way. I don't want them to come illegally. I don't want those kind of things to happen. There was throughout the article, if you go down and read, it says arrests are down 84% of illegal border crossings are down 84% from this time a year ago. And the best thing to happen to limit illegal immigration in the country is to make it to decrease the number of people who are trying to immigrate illegally to the country. Because if the folks aren't trying to bypass the border illegally, then you don't have to worry about what happens once they do it. And so I think that this article and what's being said here is it's hard to argue that the president is not finding the way, and it seems mostly through his rhetoric and through the known his policies being known, that we are decreasing the number of people who are even attempting to get through the border illegally, which I think is him achieving the goal that he set out to do, which was to decrease illegal immigration in the country. And so I think on this particular aspect, I think this is the most direct, easy to draw. Trump wanted to do this thing. We've had 50 days, and in the 50 days, this has happened. And that's something that's not concerned. Again, this is the New York Times. This isn't Fox News. This isn't online. This is the New York Times, you know, the great liberal paper of the country. And so I think that this is an area where the president has had significant success in his first 50 days. It is 8:22, time to check in with our headlines with David Wayne in the newsroom.
Well, President Trump says he thinks there's a very good chance that the U.S. can bring the war in Ukraine to an end. He talked to reporters aboard Air Force One yesterday, said a lot was done over the weekend.
Pretty well, I think, with Russia. And we'll see if we have something to announce maybe by Tuesday. I'll be speaking to President Putin on Tuesday.
Now, he also said the U.S. has taken in billions of dollars in new tariffs so far, and he said the big money is coming in April, when additional tariffs on certain items and reciprocal tariffs will go into effect. Facebook parent company Meta is testing its community notes feature starting this week. CEO Mark Zuckerberg said back in January they were moving away from fact-checking and switching to user-based content moderation. It's similar to the way X moderates their data. And guys, a wild story coming out of Tampa over the weekend. A man was apparently arrested for stealing an ambulance from a hospital there and leading FHP troopers on a chase. This all happened at the HCA South Tampa Hospital. FHP says the suspect, they identified him as Michael Esquilin, drove through stop signs, drove the wrong way, almost hit several cars. When he finally stopped, the guy jumped out of the ambulance and chugged a beer in front of FHP troopers. And apparently he said he'd been drinking for 2 days and he stole the ambulance because paramedics refused to give him a ride.
That is, tremendous. I've meant to comment on this a couple times, a story you've reported on about people making mistakes with the poisonous snakes.
Yes.
It did not mention the number one mistake, which is being anywhere near poisonous snakes.
Right.
The number one mistake people make is being anywhere near a poisonous snake.
That's right. Get away from them.
Yep. To me, that seems like pretty simple. The quickest way to ensure that you don't make a mistake when you get bit by a venomous snake is don't get bit by a venomous snake. People who have them that just, I just don't understand. Snakes are one of those things that just, some people are afraid of spiders or insects. For me, it's snakes. Yep. Can't do it.
Rattlesnakes don't make good pets.
No, they don't make good pets.
From experience, you've learned that?
They make good.
It's a guess.
They make good.
I don't need experience to know that one.
They make good boots.
Good boots, right, yeah.
It is 8:25. Let's check in on traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands. Expert installation and 24/7 support. That's GeneratorSource.com. Still dealing with the car that's in the middle center lane on I-110 northbound at just north of Fairfield. It stopped in the center lane. Hopefully they're going to be moving that out pretty quickly. But I still want you to be aware of it. No other accidents to let you know about right now. Nope, the roadway is clear. Thank you for the tip on that right now. So the vehicle is out of I-110 and it's off to the side of the road. So great news on that. I appreciate the tip. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
That is wonderful news. Now we can get back to talking about how great the roads are.
I know,
we
right?
We almost had the perfect morning. And then we had the abandoned car, or not the abandoned car, the stuck car in the middle of 110. But it was, how often do you get the perfect traffic morning? Does it happen more than I think it does?
No.
It does not. I was hoping that maybe the Monday of spring break and St. Patrick's Day and
people were still asleep.
People still asleep, and you know, they were taking the time and enjoying the day, and that I was going to be part of that morning where there were no the bridge from Pace to Pensacola is great. 3 mile bridge.
I know,
great.
I was going to be able to
Chappie
brag
James
about
bridge,
it.
Great.
Yeah.
It's all good. Heading out to the base, perfect. No. Not today. We almost made it. 8:15. Made it to 8:15. We've been talking about several things. One last thing that we've kind of been talking about throughout the day is the impact that the sunshine has on our ability to have good decision-making. I think that the sunshine law allows for extraordinarily ethical government, which is a good thing. In Escambia County, we have had a history of not necessarily always having ethical government. We've had several county commissioners removed for doing things out of the sunshine. However, I do think in any political body, it is a challenge to do things in the sunshine all the time. And I think that's one of the ways that, you know, the Florida legislature, they don't have to operate in the sunshine at all times. They have some manners by which they can operate outside of the sunshine, and I think that helps them to be extraordinarily efficient at getting things done. But I think at the county commission level, it becomes extraordinarily hard because there are some times that you may need to – sometimes the right thing to do is not always the popular thing to do. And when you're an elected official, you want to do the popular thing. And maybe there's a way that you can have a conversation – to make the right thing at least not sound like the unpopular thing, and then it can be presented as something that is at least neutral as opposed to unpopular. But you get, I think one of the biggest sticking issues with OLF-8 is it is a tremendous opportunity for the county to develop a whatever it may be. We have this opportunity to develop. Escambia County is growing that direction. But it is going to change how the people who live in that area live. They already have Navy Federal Credit Union, and when they return to work fully 5 days a week, those traffic and infrastructure issues are going to return. But the Jeff Bergosh and now Steve Stroberger, as they're talking about what's going to happen at OLF-8, their number one concern are their constituents. And their constituents are going to be dramatically have their lives adjusted by having a massive job place put in, or a bunch of houses, or whatever they decide to do with the land. It's going to affect how they live on a daily basis. And so I understand why that person would be reticent to say, well, we should do this in public, because whatever they do has the chance to be extraordinarily unpopular for his constituents. Many, many years ago, they didn't want to four-lane the north part of the county heading out because they didn't want the traffic issues, but we needed four lanes, so if there was a hurricane, the evacuation routes would be there. Did it change those people's lives for the worse to increase traffic through their quiet neighborhoods? Yes. But did that need was it more important than the need to let everybody who lives in the southern part of the county an easy way to get out if a massive hurricane comes? Because when Ivan came, there was such gridlock trying to get out that it was impossible to get anywhere. And so it's just this balance. And I think we're a little bit out of balance on no conversations outside of the sunshine right now. But I also don't want to make it where we have smoke room backfield deals at the same time. So it's a bit of a catch-22. It is 8:30 in the morning. I am Jeremy Evans filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio Pensacola 92.3.
Chris Foster. President Trump says, ask the lawyers. whether he defied a federal court order stopping deportations under the 1798 Alien Enemies Act, issued as deportation flights were in the air.
I can tell you this, these were bad people. That was a bad group of, as I say, hombres.
137 mostly Venezuelan gang members are being held in El Salvador now. The president, meantime, says he'll be speaking to Russia's President Putin tomorrow about accepting a ceasefire with Ukraine.
It's still not clear if Putin is moving toward a ceasefire or if this is a stall tactic, especially after a European intelligence service uncovered a document prepared for the Kremlin laying out ways that Putin should delay while continuing to dismantle Ukraine. Over the weekend, leaders from 25 countries convened virtually. They put out assessments that Putin isn't serious about peace. They called instead for maximum pressure from the West.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got sunshine right now. It is 50 degrees. A church in Atmore burned down during the storms on Saturday. This is apparently following several lightning strikes in the area. The First Presbyterian Church went up in flames shortly after the lightning storm had been reported.
We've got so many good people that attend church here that will be here in the morning. Well, later today, looking for a looking to hear a sermon and a church service. It's difficult to share the future right now since we're not sure. The only thing we know that's in our future is rebuilding our church, getting our people back in that building.
That's church elder Stephen Shirley. Services Sunday morning did still happen even after the fire on the church lawn. The church said their first goal is going to be to find a temporary location to hold their services until they can rebuild. ECAT bus services resume their normal operations today. This is after the buses stopped early Saturday due to the possibility of severe weather that night. There's new sportsplex in the works in Bellevue. Developers say they want to provide facilities for baseball, basketball, and softball. Their plan includes two new 15,000-square-foot buildings on a 2.4-acre site, which is just off Mobile Highway. It would have batting cages, basketball courts, office space, and accessible restrooms. A proposal was filed recently, but so far it has not been reviewed by Escambia County's Development Review Committee. The land is currently owned by a local businessman that bought it last year. Milton Rotary made a donation to Magdalene's, a nonprofit that helps raise awareness of sex trafficking and supports survivors in Northwest Florida. The Milton Rotary donated $3,000. Executive Director Angie Ishii says community partnerships are crucial in their fight. She says that money will help provide job skills and support for trafficking survivors. NASA says so far they don't have any special celebrations planned for two astronauts that have had their unexpected nine-month stay now on the International Space Station.
We're excited to get Crew 9 back, and I know Butch and Sonny are excited to come back. And then we'll celebrate, you know, when they're ready.
And Crew 9 is expected to depart the space station on Wednesday morning. NASA hasn't said when they believe the splashdown back on Earth will be. The search for a missing diver in Broward County met a sad end this weekend. The Coast Guard said yesterday they have suspended the search now for Jack Levine. The 24-year-old went missing on Saturday off of Pompano Beach. The Coast Guard says they searched 1,500 square miles, but so far there's been no sign of the missing diver. Now, four women facing charges after a man was beaten in Tallahassee. Police there say two women beat the man yesterday morning with a baseball bat. One woman stabbed him. Another woman punched him. He was taken to the hospital, and police in Tallahassee say the man is currently in stable condition. The women face various charges. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right, brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, you can visit watsonfirm.com. Still no accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly now that the car is out of the northbound lanes of I-110 and through the construction zone on I-10, you're looking good. Not seeing any delays to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather.
Beautiful and sunny for today with a high near 67 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 48. Keeping that sunshine around for Tuesday with a high near 69 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 49. For Wednesday, sunny skies again with a high near 73 and a low near 55. Stay connected. Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Right now, we've got 50 degrees and sunshine in Pensacola, 48 in Gulf Breeze, 49 in Milton. And your money now this morning, taking a look at our markets. The Dow is up 150 points at 41,638.66. S&P up 16 and three quarter points at 56,56.76. NASDAQ up 36 and a half points at 17,790.79. 10-year bond rate down a bit at 4.304% today. Gold price is down 6.20 at 29.94.90. Silver price is down 45 cents at 33.97. Taking a look at the crypto market, looks to be mostly up today. The Bitcoin's up 351.23 at 83,543. Ethereum's up 32.99. Solana's up $1.67. XRP up a nickel. And Dogecoin, of course, is unchanged, still sitting at 18 cents. Consumer sentiment is down as inflation worries continue to rise.
The University of Michigan's latest sentiment survey released on Friday shows Americans are becoming increasingly concerned about the state of the nation's economy. The survey posted a reading of 57.9, which is an 11% decline in consumer sentiment from February and below analysts' predictions. The reading is 27% down on the same time last year. The survey takes into account consumers who expect unemployment to rise and the expected rates of inflation. The survey's director said many customers cited the high level of uncertainty around policy and other economic factors. The data follows the on-again, off-again implementation of the president's tariffs and comes ahead of announcements on reciprocal tariffs next month. Mitch McCann, New York.
The United States Postal Service has announced layoff plans for 10,000 employees. The layoffs are in cooperation with the Department of Government Efficiency. According to a letter sent to Congress, Postal Service CEO Louis DeJoy has agreed to work with the department in downsizing. It's part of the Delivering for America plan, a 10-year project looking to modernize the USPS operations and reach financial sustainability. Well, there's been another hot beverage payout. Back in 1992, a woman in Texas spilled a cup of McDonald's coffee in her lap. She suffered third-degree burns and was awarded nearly $3 million. Now Starbucks has been ordered to pay up in another hot beverage incident.
This latest hot beverage scalding happened in Los Angeles at a Starbucks. A delivery driver says he was scalded and suffered permanent disfigurement to his lap area, including his groin and thighs, when a tray of hot teas he bought at the drive-thru collapsed in his lap. Michael Garcia sued, saying he suffered permanent catastrophic harm. His attorney says store surveillance showed the employee failed to properly secure the drink in the cardboard carrier. It then fell directly into Garcia's lap. An L.A. jury awarded him $50 million. Starbucks says they're going to appeal. I'm Bree Tennis.
Thank you very much, Bree. Right now, it is 8:39. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. And let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
When you looked at your lawn last year, how did you feel? Excited, proud, refreshed, or please don't look at my yard. I don't need you to look at my yard. Embarrassed, right? Well, okay, how do you fix that? Well, you start thinking about it now. If you keep doing the same things you've always done, you'll keep getting the same results you've always gotten, right? So you can't think about it then, you've got to think about it now. You call NSEC now. You find out about their healthy lawn program that makes your lawn healthy, lush, and keeps weeds to a minimum with 8 annual applications, timed, programmed, and targeted to get your lawn what it needs when it needs it. It's easy to get started. It's a totally free lawn analysis with an estimate. You can find out what are the specific amendments and things that will make your lawn get what it needs. You get nutrient applications with each standard visit, along with seasonal pre-emergent weed control, broadleaf and grassy weed control, turf damaging, insect control, and fungicide applications. Sign up today, get $100 off your first lawn application with any new annual lawn program that includes the initial soil sample and lime treatment on an average size yard. Find out more or sign up for an appointment at NSEC.net.
Join Ballet Pensacola Thursday at 9 a.m. on Pep Talk. For the first time in Ballet Pensacola's history, they're bringing Don Quixote to the stage at the center, March 28th through 30th and the following weekend. Find out about this lively and timeless tale of romance, chivalry, and adventure. Text or call in your questions for Sarah, Debbie, and the dancers to 850-437-1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Looking for the perfect kitchen, bath, or flooring? At Home Outlet, we don't just promise the guaranteed lowest price, we back it up.
Yeah, but how low are we talking?
We'll beat any competitor's price by 10%.
That's wow. But okay, what makes your store better?
Funny you should ask. We're 100% employee owned. Everyone here has a stake in making your home projects affordable and stress-free.
So I'm getting expert advice, unbeatable prices, and I'm supporting employees who actually care?
Exactly. Why shop anywhere else? Home Outlet, kitchens, baths, floors, and more at the guaranteed lowest price. Visit us at homeoutlet.com today.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. This is Jeremy Evans filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Time for the frivolous topic of the day. And as it is St. Patrick's Day, as it is the wear green, and as we are coming into a battle of how we grew up and what's appropriate in the today's time, I think a good frivolous topic today to hear from the world is to pinch or not to pinch.
That is the question.
That is the question. So, A, I guess it's a two-part question. Do you care about wearing green today? And then, B, do you participate in the pinching process? Or do you think that the pinching is inappropriate?
Meg just walked in and...
Good morning to you, Vladdies.
Top of the morning.
I see that you believe in wearing green on St. Patrick's Day.
Absolutely. I'm very Irish. About 70% Irish here, over here. Yeah, I got my Irish, I got my shamrocks on, everything.
It's pretty good. I like the accent there.
70% Irish right here.
Mm.
And you definitely have to wear the green because the leprechauns are out today. If you're not wearing the green, they'll sneak up on you and they'll pinch you.
Where?
Well, where do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I'm going to leave that one up to you.
Depends on the leprechaun.
Oh.
First comment coming in, drink enough and you won't feel the pinch.
There you go.
So our question was, do you pinch or not to pinch? That is the question.
Ah, well, the little Irish eyes are smiling over here.
my goodness. Okay, let's do a quick traffic on the Fives break right here. Let's see if you're on 98 and Oak Hill Road over in Gulf Breeze. We've got an accident. No roadblock, but it's starting to cause a little bit of delays there. I-10, I-110 are actually flowing very smoothly this morning. I'm John Biggins with your traffic on the Fives. Now back to the frivolous topic.
Yes, sir.
Let's see here. We got another one. Not wearing green and no pinching. Pinching is a no-no. Also would be more for kids.
Oh, no.
I
disagree.
I personally am, would pinch. I would be, I work for a large company. I would be very, very careful in pinching somebody at work on St. Patrick's Day for not wearing green. Not because I think anything would really happen about it. It would just be possibly some unnecessary conversations.
HR,
as long as you are getting in the arm, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. But I can see in today's society how there has probably, I bet some company somewhere has put out a memo.
No pinching?
No pinching.
It really isn't that, to me, that's not the center of the holiday, quite frankly. To me, that's like
boys,
a whole...
Boys, boys, boys.
Seriously. Boys, boys, boys. Lads, lads, lads. Laddies. It's more about celebrating Irish heritage. It's about the shamrock, and the shamrock is the Trinity. That's where it all started, and celebrating St. Patrick. It's not so much about the pinching, really. I mean, that's almost a side note of the day.
And so this is a question that I'm going to show that I... Is St. Patrick's Day an American holiday? Is St. Patrick's Day celebrated?
Oh,
in
no. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
See, I'm learning. I'm getting.
St. Patrick's Day is celebrated all over the world.
Okay.
And it certainly is celebrated here. Boston is known as the most Irish city in America.
Yeah.
But of course, New York has their big St. Patrick's Day parade as well. So the harbor, they put the in, I think it's in Chicago, they put
the Green River.
Green River, But no, it's originated, I believe. I have the little history thing here that I
have. Oh, there you go.
Happened to bring in.
Oh, but, that's awesome.
But in the modern era, it started to be celebrated. I believe it was in 1903, became a public holiday in Ireland. So that was, but it's been celebrated since the 1690s.
Wow.
So a long, 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 long time. So he was a 5th century Christian missionary who came to Ireland to get rid of the pagans. Interestingly enough, though, St. Patrick was not Catholic. He was actually was not born in Ireland, was actually Roman Britain, and then became Catholic. So it's very interesting history. But he basically came, and the legend is he drove the snakes out of Ireland.
Yeah.
However, the island of Ireland has always been snake-free. So it was more of a metaphor of driving the pagans out of Ireland. So you see. You have
to
know
where'd the little people come from?
The little people?
Yeah, the little leprechaun. I mean, I was trying to be correct.
How much time do you have?
Yeah. Well, we've gone to...
So the little people, there's a lot of legends around the little people of Ireland. Some of that came from the more pagan culture initially was all about the Irish leprechauns. And they were the protectors of the island itself. So, I have to find out, do more research on that one.
Yeah, I have a, I should have worn it today. I completely forgot about I had it till we just mentioned leprechauns. I have a t-shirt that it's been more than 10 years. There was the news clip of the leprechaun that they had found over in Mobile and Sims and all the people talking about the leprechaun, and there's a really horrible, like, pencil, like, suspect sketch of the leprechaun.
Right.
And they put it on t-shirts and... If you've never seen the news, and the news people are trying to treat it seriously, but there's a whole bunch
it's
of people.
So hard.
Have you guys seen the?
Yes, I have.
It is a treat to watch.
Well, I just found it in my notes here. So the original Irish name for these figures of folklore were Lubbacaran, and they were a Celtic belief, which is what I was saying. The belief in fairies, tiny little men and women who could use their magical powers to serve good over evil. So they would drive out the evil. And then in Celtic folk tales, they were cranky. They were the crankier of the fairies. Thus the pinching. So,
that's cranky.
But they were the only minor figures, really, in folklore. Leprechauns were known for the trickery, which they often used to protect their much-fabled treasure. And, of course, you know, there was the treasure at the end of the rainbow.
Yeah.
So that's all from the Irish culture.
I'm still looking for it.
Yep. Still looking for the rainbow.
Still looking for the end of it.
But people love to dress up like leprechauns. There's a whole, and because my grandmother came from Ireland, she came over in the boat from into Ellis Island. And so she would always say to me, look out for the leprechauns. And so I was always very nervous as a little kid because I thought they were under my bed and things like that. But if she said if I would leave out candy or cookies, then that would make them happy. So I would put candy out by my bed at night. So the leprechauns would leave me alone.
Oh, nice. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
We have one last comment that came in on the text line. It says, I enjoy wearing green, and an appropriate pinch is fine if I'm confident the target is amenable to it.
Right.
Which is probably the most sensible answer to this question. You know the person that if you try to pinch them, they're not going to be happy with that decision.
Oh, yeah. No. It's all the spirit of fun.
850-437-1620 is the number. Let us hear from you right here.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. When you buy a Subaru, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying an investment that holds its value and something that will last a long, long time. In fact, according to Experian Automotive, 96% of Subaru Crosstrek and Forester vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today. And during the Subaru Lot to Love event, you can get 2.9 for 48 months on 2024 Crosstrek models. Or get 1.9% APR financing for 72 months on 2024 Forester Wilderness models. No matter which one you choose, both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence on the road ahead. Love begins with trust, and you're going to love the trustworthy Crosstrek and Forester Wilderness from Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Longevity based on Experian Automotive vehicles in operation versus total new registrations for model year 2014 through 2023 as of December 2023.
Jordan B. Peterson, We Who Wrestle With God Tour.
If you say the truth and nothing else, you'll have an immense adventure as a consequence. You won't know what's going to happen to you, but the truth will reveal the world the way it's intended to be revealed. And the consequence for you will be that you'll have the adventure of your life.
Live at Pensacola Bay Center, March 19th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
Changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple Crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple Crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
News Radio 92.3. We are enjoying spending the last few minutes of my morning talking about St. Patrick's Day and the history of Ireland. I'm making my first trip to Ireland next year.
You are?
Oh, I'm so jealous.
And going in next summer, I'm going to Ireland, and I am very excited about it. Let's check in for one last traffic on the vibes.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about. Seeing some minor delays if you're trying to get onto NAS Pensacola, the front gate. That's the only delays I'm really seeing right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the vibes.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm excited about going to Ireland. I have heard people talk about just the
beauty.
Pure beauty of the island. And you see the pictures of people standing on the cliffs looking out over the water. And so it will be very exciting to see.
Well, if you want to get into the spirit of St. Patrick's Day today, out on Pensacola Beach is the big St. Patty's Day pub crawl. And it starts right now. They're going to have breakfast at Crabs. They always do a fabulous Irish breakfast there. And all day long, they have two routes going on, 18 pubs participating. It's a huge event. And Seamus Hunt out at Paddy O'Leary's, they're going to be celebrating as well with the Irish bands. And then right next door at the Reef, they're going to be serving Seamus's original Irish recipe for corned beef and cabbage.
The original one?
His original family's from Ireland, yeah. So
I'm thinking road trip.
And Monsignor Hunt. Monsignor Hunt, I believe, will be doing a service of mass this morning, too. So they're in
awesome.
The spirit. Oh, yeah. They're in the spirit on the beach all day long.
I'm really good at Irish goodbyes, where you go to a party and you just leave without saying anything to anybody and sneak out the back door.
Now we know. Lock
the
doors.
Yeah, and lock the doors.
Keep an eye on you.
Yeah, I'm an introvert, so you get me in those events. And I didn't know they were called Irish goodbyes until like 6 months ago. Somebody told me.
I'm not sure where that originates from, but
no,
I know I've done it.
Yeah. what other tremendous St. Patrick's Day facts do you have in
your
history of...
Well, the shamrock, some people think the four-leaf clover is a lucky four-leaf clover, of course. But on St. Patrick's Day, it's the shamrock, which is a three-leaf clover. And that's because the legend is that St. Patrick used that to explain the Trinity to the pagans, to convert them to Christianity. So it's the three.
Didn't know that.
It's the three stations of the cross, essentially. That's part of what that is. So that's kind of important, because Irish people get upset when they see the four-leaf on the three-leaf day. So this is a three-leaf clover day. So that's the shamrock.
I was just counting your earring. I was just making sure that you had three.
Now, the color green has been associated with Ireland since 1640. And part of it was the Green Isle, because as you said, it's so beautiful. And the first people to visit there said it was just lush and green. So that's part of the tradition. You don't wear orange on St. Patty's Day, because for many years, during the years of the Troubles, from 1900s to 1990s, and that orange represented the Protestants, so you didn't wear orange. That was a part of the history of Ireland. So many people in this country came over on a boat, like my grandmother. She was 16 years old, came into Ellis Island. She was supposed to be 18 to travel. She lied on the manifest, and she put, I have a copy of the manifest from Ellis Island, where she signed her name.
Oh, that's cool.
Alice McHugh, Gallagher was her maiden name. And it's interesting, she declared two brass candlesticks, which I still have, which my great-great-great-grandparents, two brass candlesticks, $6. And that's what she declared that she came to America with.
Wow.
Yeah,
That's an awesome story.
And she married Big John McHugh, my grandfather, who was a New York City Irish policeman who rode in the Lower East Side, and every day he rode in the St. Patty's Day Parade in New York.
It's awesome.
So, I got a little bit of Irish in me.
Yeah, I would say just a little. I mean, you know, I couldn't really tell, but.
The Troubles is the most polite British way to describe a many-year domestic terrorism conflict. We're going to call it the Troubles.
I'm not commenting on that. I'm going to stay neutral. But yeah, there's so much wonderful legend and history with Ireland. I mean, I've got 20 pages here of stuff that I looked up the other day. So it's just fascinating. Our history, our country is a beautiful place. So much history from so many different cultures. I love it. I love all of these celebrations.
Thank you guys so much this morning. This is Jeremy Evans. Tomorrow you have Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay on the Pensacola Morning News 92.3.